Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Today's dark drama is entitled The Accident. Come along for a ride, if you dare. Caution, it is advisable that you fasten your seatbelt tightly.
My eyes open, and I'm lying on the back seat of my car. Don't know how or why, it happened so fast. Vaguely remember white center stripes on the highway flashing rhythmically, laser-like, as mesmerizing as the clickety-clack sounds of train wheels. Then loss of control. It's the last I remember. Not sure who I am. Salesman, I think. Selling something. Something in the trunk, I think. Wonder what's happened to the trunk. Can't turn around, just staring straight ahead, looking sideways at the black outline of the split front seat. Peculiar sensation, almost like weightlessness. No pain, although I somehow feel I must be in pretty bad shape. It's so perfectly still and peaceful now. Must be in shock, or maybe dead, that could be. No! Something just flickered past the window above my head. There again, and another, leaves. Leaves falling from trees. I'm not dead. There's movement, there's life, and I'm seeing it. And the sky has grown pink. Must be dawn or maybe sunset. I can see more than I could before, and what I see makes me want to shut my eyes, but I can't. Who is with me? Who is the poor devil with me? I remember his deep, resonant voice, a sort of trusting voice, but who was he? Who had been talking with me, and where would we have been going? Whoever he was, he didn't know what hit him. He slumped so badly that all I can see is a portion of his shoulder. He must have been driving. Part of the roof seems caved in on him, the poor devil. So that's what death looks like. It's not as frightening a sight as I might have imagined. It's just something there in front of me, very still and unmoving, a mannequin. At least there'd be no suffering for him. Strange that I can't move my eyes. Maybe a blessing. Perhaps I shouldn't see what's wrong with the rest of me. Could possibly mean a lifetime in bed or in a wheelchair. Could be worse. I could be the one in the front seat. Dread the pain. I know it will come and I will suffer, but at least at this moment there is nothing. In fact, I can't remember such tranquility. It's a laugh. I can't remember much of anything. Strange. It was dawn or sunset, I thought. It was pink and I saw leaves falling, but maybe I was mistaken. It is dark again, almost. I can barely make out the outline of the shoulder in the front seat. No feeling. Darker. Still. Everything blending into thick black.
At 7:40 a.m., Sheriff Harvey Jeter and Deputy Lester Abel arrived at the scene of an accident on County Road 1060. Reporting their arrival and location, they moved down the 12-foot embankment and some 40 feet into a thicket of small trees and wild blackberry bushes. A late-model, badly damaged car sits upright. A piece of guardrail protrudes through the windshield.
Can't do much here. Look around and see if anyone's been thrown out.
Deputy Abel, with flashlight in hand, swats at low-hanging branches as he makes his way in search of any other unfortunates. His heart pounds with sick anticipation, and his breathing becomes heavy and stuck in his throat. After a few minutes, he returns to the car, relieved that his search has yielded nothing.
Hey, you find anything?
Nothing.
You ever seen anything like this before?
Only seen one like it before. I think it was back in 02. Car ran beneath a semi.
Well, decapitation's never a pretty sight. At least he didn't have to suffer.
The deputy glances into the back seat and fights back a wave of nausea. There, amidst the shattered glass, lies the severed head of a man, eyes open, staring straight ahead. The picture of tranquility.
The Accident was written and directed by Bob Barry. The cast included Bob Barry, Bernard Werger, and Brian Wheat. Original theme music by Brian Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Join us next time for a new episode of A Walk in the Dark.